Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I am Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and Jesus and I are your hosts here on the Real Rap Talk Show. And we are coming live here from blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And this is our 1,587th episode. Can you dig it? Amen. We as humans take a lot of things for granted. We get up every day thinking things are in our hands to make our way by any means necessary. When you turn on the news, or you can see by any means necessary, somebody grabbing a gun to solve a problem that they're having with somebody, or someone wants to rob somebody at gunpoint. From our actions or deeds, God is not alive in our plans. Now, I've walked an evil path many before me, and millions still walk today. It's not until we get older, we start to open to God's plans. But imagine, if you will, if things weren't so easy for us. What if our world was full of evil every day and nothing else? Prayer power, no love, no hope, no caring, no faith. Sounds a lot like Sodom and Gomorrah. Two cities of five destroyed because of their wickedness. So tonight, Jesus wants to open our minds to, what if Jesus said no? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come in spirit and truth first to worship you and to praise you. Come giving you glory and thanks, Father God. I come now, Father God, saying thanks for this day, Father God, all that has transpired, Father God. I come now, Father God, asking you to denounce me, Father God, pour me out, Father God, and fill me with your spirit, Father God, so that what you need to go out to our opening the spiritual eyes of our family, Father God, will happen, Father God, that stronghold will be broken, Father God, that Lucifer will be revealed, Father God, for the evilness that he is, Father God. Always, Father God, we claim the victory over Lucifer, all that has fallen with him and all that is influenced by him. And only in Jesus Christ's blessed name, we say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Sitting in heaven, Jesus seen all that God has done, seeing how mankind became so wicked in their ways. So when God asked Jesus, is he ready to go? What if Jesus said no? The conversation might have sounded something like this. And action. Jesus. Yes, Father. It is time for you to go to the body that has been prepared for you. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. Why, my son? Well, since you asked, their belief in other gods they made with their own hands, they're so hard-headed when it comes to obedience. Bad to offer up sacrifice and burnt offerings and then turn back to the same sin. Forgiveness is a joke to them, and the pride that lives within them has them doing all kinds of sins, just like Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zubomi, and Bela, which they call Zora. They lie in your name when you haven't spoken to them. Using your name in vain, and your words never hit their heart. Hey, where's Lucifer? Anybody seen him? Hey, a liar, did you see Lucifer? Yeah, down the block, up the street, around the corner. Wow, I asked the wrong spirit. Yeah, but you almost believed me. All righty then. Hey, fair. What? Yo, chill out with that, man. Calm down, bruh. You see that lie? He just, wow. Have you seen Lucifer? No. I've been right here. It ain't going nowhere. I ain't seen him or any other spirit, and I'm not looking for him. Well, all righty then. I can see how you, I can see why and how you get them humans all stuck in corners and crying and screaming. You're a scary one, even to yourself. So I guess it is true. What you put out does come back. Hey, Lucifer. What is it, Wicked? Hey, big-headed. What? I'm just playing, man. I see I hurt your pride with that one. Just playing. What is it that you want to tell me? I thought you knew everything. That's what you brag about. Oh, okay, okay. By that look on your face, I see I'm doing it again. Anyway, Jesus, hey, yo, come on, sir. You need to go away from here, man. You can't listen to this, man. This guy, man, something else. What is it? Jesus said he's not coming to earth? Okay, 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 okay. You know. So if he doesn't come, what are you going to do? Big guy? See, I said big guy, not big. I ain't going to say it. I know you. I ain't going to say it. If the time he is supposed to come and passes and he does not come, then it's like I said, Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. But this time, all over the whole world. Since the time of Babylon, when the towers came down and those who could understand one another and went their old ways, this of racism, making the races thinking one's better than the other one and try to hold them down because they just want to be that way. If we can get them through pride to think they're in control of their own lives, get them away from God's words for better for us, misuse his words for their own good through pride, we can make Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities look like one big tent party. For God has a plan for the future. If not, why send Jesus? Hey, see? Come on, fair. This guy, man. Hey, remember, you're supposed to put fears in the humans, Wicked. I mean, come on, man. He just keeps screaming and howling. Like, I mean, and you don't find that funny? I mean, he's supposed to be a spirit that puts fear in the others, but he can't do. Okay, I see by that look on your face, I must be doing it again. So what was you saying about pride? With my spirit of pride and the work of all of you, even fear, if not more fear, for he will be the one who will break them down, opening doors for all of you, even you, Wicked. Yeah, I guess you do need a team. But, hey, if you ask me, I think he's coming. Wow. Here it is. Doubt. That's all said now. That's all we need is just you know what I mean? You just like liars. Now, check this out. I ask liars, he's seeing you. He going to say, yeah, down the block, around the, up the street, around the corner. Oh, you find that funny. Yes, I do. But all of you will be needed, just as doubt and liar. There are so much to do. So much to do. So many jobs will be out there for all of you. If he doesn't come, what a dream that will be. I need to write this down. I need to make plans. Envy, go get me a pencil. Wicked, go get everyone together. I need to speak with them. A pencil. You don't plan on ruling for long, do you? At least God got his plans written in stone. Don't stop looking at me like that. But don't let that get wet, though. I'm going to go get them. Back in heaven, for from out of their hearts proceeds evil thoughts. They're thieves, covetousness, wickedness. They're deceitful, lavishness. An evil eye, full of blasphemy, foolishness, and most of all, full of pride, just to wrap it up, God. And for that reason, you are needed, son. I have a plan for the future people who will need you. Just as you said, Sodom and Gomorrah will be the people who will teach them, who will teach the future on what not to do. But Lucifer and his fallen will be there. Through you, there will be believers who will call in your name, learn to stand in faith, and will apply my words in their lives as well as others. Yes, I do love them, because there is greatness I have put in them. With the right guidance, they can make righteous deeds, as you see now in some of them. Yes, I do. Moses, Joshua, Solomon, and many more. Without you, Lucifer's plans of Sodom and Gomorrah all over the world, making them look like one big tent party. That is what he said. Through you, our future children will have a stronger fighting chance. Only through you. So what does thou say? Hebrews 10, 1 and 7. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comer thereunto perfect. For then would they not have cause to be offered, because what the worshiper once pure should have had no more conscience of sin, because that the worshippers once pure should not have no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of a bull or a goat should take away sins. Therefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin that has not been pleasured. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do the will of God. No! What is so funny, Wicked? Doubt was right. Can you believe it? What is this world going to be like? Yo, sir, boo. You still don't find that funny? And cut. That's just a little simulation of what if Jesus did say he wasn't going to come. You know, everything that we have through Jesus Christ would be gone. Lucifer's way of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma, Zubumi, and Zor would be all over the world. And then you got to understand, these cities have more than just crimes of sexual sins. Everything you see in the earth now, the murder and everything that's here now, those spirits was there. And if you feel as though these spirits are around you, and you feel that you know that only way to defeat Lucifer's plan is, and only way is, through Jesus Christ, I want you to right now, what you're doing, and just say to you, to say, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, I welcome you into my heart. I ask you to come into my heart and to change me. I accept you as my personal Savior. Cleanse my heart that I may walk in the righteous steps that God has made for me. Amen. If you believe that you accepted Jesus Christ, then you have. And we definitely say to you, find a Bible-based church. We're not done yet, but right now we'll call Pastor Troy for the announcements. After the announcement, we will get right back into it. Pastor Troy?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. What if Jesus has said no? We thank and bless God that he said yes. Hallelujah, God. We thank and bless God for Evangelist Ty T.C. Nelson and the Real Rap and the ministry that is going forth this evening. By faith, we encourage that soul out there that has given their life to Christ to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Hallelujah. Please join us tomorrow evening tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter or Kingdom. You can feel free to follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, n as in network, radio.com, where you can reach out to all of the different hosts here at this Kingdom Network. You can allow us to know how we can continue to be a blessing unto you. Again, we thank each and every one of you for listening in to this, our 1,587th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And Evangelist Todd, the ministry is back in your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we look back at Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zubumi, and Zor, cities destroyed for their wickedness. Lut, word of God says in Genesis, Lut pitched tent outside of the cities because the men were so wicked. These men were doing so much sinful things in the whole city that was. It just, you have to understand what you are looking at today on your televisions was the same thing that was stuck in these cities. When the cities were destroyed, the people was punished for their sins, but the spirits of those demons were released into this earth. They're still here today. We have to fight them. We are not far from the same fate. When we look at our actions, our deeds, we have TV shows that represent descriptions as describes as having a specific quality or characteristic of our deeds. Shows like Fear Thy Neighbor, The First 48 Hours, Snap, Perfect Murder, Vengeance, Killer Kids, Vengeance, Killer Lovers. And from these TV shows, we have spinoff series like Law and Order, CIS, FBI Files, Law and Order Special Victims, and Criminal Minds. If Jesus would have said no, why? That is something we should think on every day. We need to really get an understanding of Jesus' significance in the Trinity and how without Jesus we have no rights unto God. We can't come unto God for anything. We are just stained. It is Jesus that cleans that stain off of us so we can come back to the presence of God. For all the evil we see running through our streets, for it is the prayers of the righteous in Jesus' name that keeps Lucifer's full plan of making Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities look like one big tent party at bay. It is the prayer of the righteous in Jesus' name that is keeping these Lucifer's plans at bay. We need to be more active in our works and with Christ. We need to get a more understanding of what before and get a profound, profound understanding of Christ. So since we need to get that, God says he wants to take us. Jesus says, so tonight he wants to leave us with some hope. And that hope is coming out of John 17:20-26. And the word of God says, neither pray I for these alone. Jesus talking about his disciples. Neither pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundations of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, that those have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. As Jesus talking about the future believers, us. Walking with us, this is why he's with us today. That's why he has all power and all glory in his hands. Learn to call on Jesus for everything. Depend your life on Jesus. Learn more about Jesus. Walk with Jesus more. Talk with Jesus more. Get to know Jesus more. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful relationship. It's a beautiful conversation. It's a beautiful time you spend with him. There's nothing on this earth more powerful, more greater than our Lord and our Savior and our Master, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, once again, we come in and spread the truth, Father God, to worship you and to praise you. Once again, just keep giving you glory, Father God. Now, Father, I just ask you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, allow your words tonight, Father God, to hit the hearts, Father God, for all the family, Father God, to think back and just think on if Jesus said no. To think, Father God, that to praise you for allowing for him to say yes, to praise him for knowing that what we have with him today, that we wouldn't have if he did not come. If it had not been for Jesus, we would be lost. May we learn to praise and glorify him and love him as much as he loves us. We thank him for his obedience, and we thank him for his sacrifice. We thank him for all. We thank you for sending your son for us. And only in Jesus Christ's blessed and holy name, we claim the victory over Lucifer, all that has fallen with him, and all that is influenced by him. And in our Lord and Savior's name, we say yes unto you, Father God, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Jesus fled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.